fuck, no, that's too strong. This is my favorite holiday, but all this year's been a busy blur. Don't think I have the energy.
Stream the album Charm City Christmas.
Out now on YouTube.
We're back!
We are back and rebranded.
It's been 2 years to the day. March 17.
New year. Our plan was originally to do this in, like, in January. Yeah. So new year, new name.
December.
Do you want to reveal our new podcast name?
You can do it. Let's say it on three.
Okay.
1, 2, 3. Gay Street. Gay Street. It's called Gay Street. And what is it a reference to?
So we live in Baltimore.
Yes.
And there is famously GBA. A gay street that we have to turn on every time we're...
Apparently there is a gay street in every city.
You know what that means? I was going to say that makes sense, but that doesn't actually make sense.
Someone told me that.
In every, like, major city? There's not one in Towson.
Yes, it is.
Like, that's my city.
Apparently there is. Producer, could you look that up for us?
Yeah.
Gay street. Okay, well, fully maybe not, because there's a lot of information about... Well, it's a guy, Nicholas Ruxton Gay, who surveyed the area in 1747.
We need to get back into the groove. We need to get in the right
end. I know, I'm nervous to look you in the
eyes. Stop!
That's why I'm, like, looking everywhere else.
Okay, we're trying to do a more consistent schedule. Will that actually happen? Maybe, maybe not.
Maybe, but maybe not.
Yeah, maybe, but most likely not. So we have a loose agenda. You should see this notes app.
You should.
This notes app is, some might say, it's mayhem.
Oh, you didn't join me.
Found the note. I found the note.
Oh.
I had the note.
So did I. I feel like we should say more about, like, why we disappeared for the 2 years.
Okay. Wait, I wrote down, should we pretend that this is the first time we've seen each other in 2 years?
Yes. Well, duh.
So, okay.
This has been a very tumultuous, difficult even, for me.
It's a good word.
Maybe not for you, but
for me.
It was
fine for me. Logan, like...
A couple years.
It's been 2 years since we've seen each other, and...
Yeah.
Not for Logan's lack of trying, but I've just been kind of pushing him away.
You shut down into yourself,
yeah.
Girl.
I moved for a little while to Temecula.
Back home. Back home with her parents in Temecula.
But now I'm back.
Now we're back. And you look great, too.
Thank you. I was wondering if you noticed.
Anyways, someone told me you did.
Yeah, so what the fuck were we going to talk about?
I feel like we should say everything is going to be street themed.
Okay, so since it's a Baltimore themed pod,
we have
some new segments.
We want to pay homage to the city we love so much.
Should we do segments right away? I feel like we shouldn't do segments right away.
No, I think segments go later.
Okay.
Like, we do, like, a free-for-all and then lock it
in. So why'd you bring that up? Okay. We'll talk about Mayhem later, then?
I think so.
Okay, new Fortnite season.
Oh!
That's my bullet.
What are your thoughts?
Yeah, I guess I literally don't have anything to say.
I'm curious about what the gold means.
We're playing the new season. What do you... I mean, I don't think it means anything.
I don't know.
You know, some people are, like, really into Fortnite lore. Like, they could talk about, like, the different...
I'd be curious to read about that.
Gang associations.
You know.
I'd be really curious to find out about that.
I stumbled into a pipe today in Fortnite that had a door that I had to complete a quest to get through. So that's new.
Mm.
And I didn't know what the quest was. It was, like, complete the keyholder quest, and you'll get access.
I like the battle pass. I like that sexy wolf.
Yeah.
And I like the... I like the girl with, like, the bandana mask.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I don't know her. I did open Fortnite today.
He's too broke to fucking buy the battle pass.
I got Fortnite today, and I opened it. And guess what I got? The black and blue invincible skin for free.
I sent you an Instagram reel of that.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Just for free. Like, are you kidding?
I think they just added a new style, so if you had already bought...
Yeah. Yeah. Like, that's so cool.
That's really nice.
Good for them.
That's really nice of them.
That's really sweet of them.
Well, that's, like, my friend Kirsten, famously, she plays Fall Guys, and if you bought Fall Guys back when it still cost money...
Yeah.
Then they, like, gave you money.
Oh.
Because now it's free.
Yeah.
So she bought it, like, way back when.
Are they, like, giving you stuff to recuperate the losses?
Recoup the loss.
Recoup it. Okay, guys. We released a Christmas album.
Famously. And if you're listening to this and you haven't listened to our Christmas album, that's shocking.
That's actually crazy.
That's crazy.
And you know what? I'm going to cross-reference how many views the album has, which I haven't looked at actually since we posted it.
My dad asked me the other day, how many people ended up watching that? I was like, I don't know.
I feel like the first song on the album had a lot of views.
And then they all gave up on
it. And they all kind of fell off. Okay, track number one was Carol of the Bells. And that has 63 views.
You guys need to pick it up. Because what? Because
we have hundreds and thousands of listeners.
Yeah, why did I think that had like 600 views?
Second song, immediate drop down to 40, which is fine.
And then it's all like in the 20s.
Let's skip ahead. 24. Let's see Marissa's track, see if she brought any viewers. 15 views. Sorry, girl.
That's our lowest.
Damn. And the last song is also 15 views.
Well, that's a boring song.
If you were in a room with 15 people, you'd be bumping into them.
So. Well, if it makes you feel better, literally, at my mom's Christmas party, she was like, let's put on Maggie and Logan's album.
Aww.
Let's put it on. So, like, more than 15 people were subject to it.
A lot of people were excited about it.
Yeah.
Is this even recording? And it was, like, fun. Like, even my boss knew about it, and she thought it was hilarious.
So what would you say is your favorite track on the album?
I don't know.
I think my favorite to record was probably one of our duets, like Santa Baby or Baby It's Cold Outside.
Agreed. I think I listened to those two the most. I don't remember which one specifically, but those two I listened to a lot.
Carol of the Bells was, like, weirdly good.
Carol of the Bells was great. It was good. Oh, and we also had some hidden tracks on the album.
Oh, we did.
In the vault that will maybe be released on a summertime album.
Should we not reveal them then?
We'll give one.
We'll make them sweat. Which one? Well, wait, I want to talk about... There is a track that will never be released. It's solo of me doing All I Want for Christmas Is You yeah. by Mariah Carey.
Doing like 55 seconds of it. Or did you finish it?
No,
I just got a vision of sour cream. Like the taste of it.
What the fuck is wrong with you?
Like, washed over me.
Sorry to interrupt. First your leg hair, now this.
Jesus.
Okay, did you see the photo that's, like, me pretending, or me acting normal when my pad just gave me a free box? That's you right now. So I did All I Want for Christmas Is You by Mariah Carey, and we're recording this, by the way, in Logan's bedroom.
The All I Want for Christmas demo.
Literally. And it's just me. And I'm belting, guys.
We're like 2 hours in. We're feeling it.
I'm going in. Logan broke that wine glass.
Yeah.
A little tipsy. And then I go, is that your ring camera? I hear your ring camera.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh my god, yeah, it's my neighbor at the door. And she goes, or what did you say?
She was like, huh? Or I opened the door and I was like, could you hear us screaming? And she was like, yeah.
She said, all things considered, she was very nice.
She was super nice. And she pointed to her apartment area, and she was like, my bedroom. I think she was on the other side of the wall. And we're fully in there, like, screaming.
Screaming at the wall.
Yeah, directly into the wall.
So that was really good.
But it was fun. Thank you all, I guess, for the streams.
I said she should have been grateful.
She should have been grateful.
She
got a free show.
Now, should we talk about a different album that's happening right now?
Yes.
Mayhem. By Lady Gaga. Lady Gaga.
Guys, she's so back. I don't like the way that she's been talking about her old music. I'm like, oh, good. Mayhem is a Norwegian black metal band formed in Oslo.
Oh.
Just what I was looking for.
What's she been saying about her? I haven't seen anything. I'm, like, not in
the I've been watching
media, like,
every interview. Yeah. And I just don't, like, 5 years ago when she released Chromatica... Like, she was clearly
that
in
was
a dark
five
place.
5 years ago?
Yeah, 5 years
oh
ago.
My God.
It was like, remember, she was supposed to release it on, like, the first day of the pandemic.
Oh, yeah.
And then she had to push it, like, a month, 2 months or something. Because then she was like, you know what, people want to dance, so she released it. But she was in such a clearly dark place because of her fibromyalgia and some other things, I guess. But she did this Zane Lowe interview where she sounded crazy. She sounded like she was... on a bunch of drugs. She sounded crazy. Anyway, so she's saying in her Zane Lowe interview, she said, like, I don't know, like, I was in a dark place 5 years ago, and I don't know if the music I was making then was my best.
No.
She's like talking
I
shit
see.
About Chromatica. And I don't like that because that's her fans making her think that Chromatica was a bad album. But I don't think it's bad music.
Well, here, I don't think, if those were her exact words.
Those were like her exact words.
I don't think that's that bad. To say, like, that wasn't me at my best. Because she, like you said, she was at, like, a low-ass
still,
point.
It was still really good music, though.
That's true.
Whatever.
That's true.
Okay, podcast is over.
No, but you know what I mean?
Yeah. I just hate that...
That people made her feel like that.
Made her feel like she, like, wasn't... And everyone's saying, like, Gaga's back after, like... Like, the implication is that, like, she's had, like, a horrible career the last decade. And then she's...
You know what?
What?
I was going to say, you're right. Like, since... I feel like Joanne. People are been like, she... Oh, she fell off.
And now she's coming out of this being, like, I'm just so thankful for them for encouraging me. And it's like, no, they were fucking mean to you, girl. Stand up.
Yeah.
But she's Lady Gaga, so she's in her, like, nice Tony Bennett jazz era still. And she'll be in forever where she's too nice to people. Stop being so nice. Anyways, the album is so good. All that being said, Gaga is back. She is so back. I'm dancing and I love for sale.
Oh, that was good. Have you seen the Billie Eilish interview that she does like every year?
Yeah.
I love that.
I loved it the first three, I think.
I have not watched it since probably the first three.
Yeah, I loved it, though.
I don't know about it. No, but I love, like, in those 3 years, she changed, like, so drastically.
So much. And then there's 1 year she, like, didn't do it.
The same.
Probably.
Yeah. Yeah, so actually, guys, I can't speak on the past, like, 3 years. I can speak on the first.
No, I was so seated for those. When they did it again, I was, like, the second time, I was, like, they're doing something really cool here.
They're making history.
They are making history. Do you have a favorite song in the album?
On Mayhem?
Yes.
See...
Maggie's only listened to it half of one time.
No, I have listened to it a full time, probably twice. And then I listened to my favorites, like, a lot.
What are your favorites? 3 through 9?
See, I love How Bad Do You Want Me.
Yeah.
And I know that's low-key. I feel like that's low-key an unpopular opinion, which is crazy.
Yeah, a lot of people...
I feel like it's so pop, like, basic. Like, which I will...
Everyone should love that song forever.
It's so good. It's so Taylor, I fear.
Yeah.
But she sounds better than
her. I think it's more so the Swiftologist, if you're familiar with him. He said it's like, it's not even so much as it's Taylor, it's more like Jack Antonoff. It's more Bleachers.
Jack Antonoff, he does like lay claim to the like boop boop boop, like that kind of sound. I thought it sounded like Carly Rae.
You did. And I agree with you, actually.
Yeah. And I haven't seen anyone saying that.
And I'm not seeing anybody saying that. Yeah.
Vanish Into You, Perfect Celebrity.
Gag it.
Disease is still, like, I think, top three. Sorry.
I stopped listening to Disease and Abracadabra after the album release because I'm, like, trying to focus on everything else.
Yeah.
And Die With a Smile. Great song, but it's always going to be here. I'm not going to listen to it.
Yeah.
It's stuck in my head a lot, but I'm not going to listen to it.
It's good, but I'm just, like, it's on the radio. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
it
I don't
sounds
need it to
like
hear
it's
it.
On the radio.
Okay. I think Don't Call Tonight might be my favorite song on the album.
That's a great song.
Which is crazy, but it's the bridge. Driving home, my dad, nobody home, and it's so good.
How bad do you want me for
it's
real?
It's so good. Oh my god, that.
She's gotta do that little voice.
I've been playing that on guitar. How bad do you want me?
Literally
it's really
how.
Easy also.
Do you know what happened to me? Literally, it came on in the car, and I was like, oh my god, and I changed it, because I'm like, I don't want to get sick of it too fast.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I'm like, I can't even really think of how it goes.
I love Garden of Eden.
Oh,
I love
yeah.
every song on this album.
You love Zombie Boy, right?
Yeah. Even Blade of Grass and The Beast.
I don't really like Blade of Grass.
I'm not really. It's gonna be a sleeper. Yeah, I'm not totally listening to it, but it's in my head like all day. Mm-hmm. Saw your face in my like that's stuck in my head. There's not a bad song on this except for Die with a Smile, and even then, it's a great, like
so
American classic. Timeless classic, and that's the only reason why I don't
great
care
rules,
about it.
Beautiful
yeah,
gowns.
Beautiful gowns.
Tell them about her husband.
Michael.
Tell them about Polanski. How he was revealed to the public, because I think this is fun.
He was revealed by... Oh, it was like in the background of a video that the French president was recording. And she was like, this is my husband, Michael. And nobody knew that. Maybe she said fiance.
I think that's kind of beautiful.
It is.
I'm going to get married in secret, but like not really. You know what I mean? Like
I want to be pregnant. Are we done on Mayhem?
Yeah. I got nothing.
Oh, wait. What's your rating of it? If you have one yet.
Listen, I have... next to no musical mm-hmm. literacy, so I will refrain. I'm abstaining from that.
It's a 10 out of 10.
Okay, I'll say that too.
As you should.
Let me just, real quick for my Greer heads.
Oh.
I know you don't like Greer, the, Josiah from Emergency Animal,
mm-hmm.
his band. I love that band. They just released 2 songs from their upcoming album.
Is he the singer?
Yeah. And he's a really good singer. Like, it's really shocking. Yes.
I think I literally only listened to the Greer, maybe the two songs they released, around when Emma, was her name Emma Greer?
Yeah.
When she died.
Yeah.
And then, never again.
You gotta listen to them now. They're very, alt rock.
I'll give him a shot. It'd be cool to see him in real life.
Yeah.
We could invite him to the show.
Marissa and Jason are coming.
Ugh.
What?
I don't want to go if Jason's going.
There was a good gay bar name that I should have written down the other day. Fuck.
We should have a segment on that. Gay bar name of the week.
Okay.
We'll know this.
We're gonna have that.
Well, yeah.
No,
I'm like, that's not a segment. That's
gay bar to open in Baltimore. No, that's a segment.
New gay bar to open in Baltimore. Oh, wait, we could have a business idea. Like, here's our dream for this business. And then we could get featured in the Baltimore Business Journal.
The BBJ.
And then we could be a finance podcast, officially.
Okay.
You're about to be officially assassinated.
Do you know what's funny is I met with a financial advisor today.
Why?
A Fidelity one, because it was sponsored through my company.
That's fun.
And he said, you're doing everything right, Matt.
Matt. What would your name be if you were a guy?
Michael.
Is that what your parents chose, or is that what you chose?
That's what Michael chose. That's what my parents chose.
What would you want your name to be?
They had that picked up. I haven't thought about it, because I'm always just like, oh, it'd be Michael.
It'd be Maggie.
Do you know what name I really like for a boy? Is Jake. And I think...
Yeah.
But I wouldn't want to name a son that. Like, if I were a boy, I would want to be Jake. You know what I mean? And I think it's because of Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
Is his name Jake?
Yeah. Beautiful Andy Samberg.
I don't know what my girl name would be.
Olivia. It'd be something beautiful like Chrysanthemum.
I like the name Olivia.
Can't say I agree.
We have listeners named Olivia, maybe.
Oh, Marissa always says I look like a Lydia.
Lydia?
Yeah, do you think?
Lydia Deeds.
See, that's where my brain goes to, but not that. Like, I do not look like Winona Ryder, unfortunately.
Y'all, I'm like, wait, I just saw it.
People say that Logan looks like J.J. Watt.
Yes.
Do you want to know something really embarrassing?
What?
I'm getting, really into football.
You're getting, really into football?
I've always been into the Ravens.
You've been actually upset at me over football before, so I think you have been
into football. Let's talk about this real quick, and let's see what the viewers think. I am a Baltimore Ravens fan until I die. I was born in Baltimore. So, Logan, and okay, if you like a different football team, I'm not mad. Logan.
Yes, she is.
Was thinking about buying a Chiefs jacket because it looks cute.
And because of Taylor Swift.
And because of Taylor Swift.
And because now I know XYZ about the Chiefs, which I don't even know about the Ravens.
You know XYZ about the Chiefs? What is a first down quickly?
I don't know that shit. I don't care about that shit.
I've explained this to him 50 times.
But I know more about the Chiefs' personalities.
What about
their INFP scores? I'm kidding.
I will say this with my full chest.
She's mad at me again.
No, I'm mad at the Chiefs. I think that Travis Kelce is a nasty football player.
Okay.
Like, he's got a temper on the field. He's not a good sport.
Well,
and I think Mahomes is not
the goat. There are evil people
GOAT.
On the Ravens, too. So, actually evil people on the Ravens.
That's true. Mm-hmm. Are you talking about Tucker?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not going to defend him.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know who I think should die?
Who?
Harrison Butker.
I don't know who that is.
He was the kicker on your team, the Chiefs, who went on record.
Oh, yeah.
He gave the speech.
Yeah, he should die, too.
He went on record.
You can keep that in. He should die.
Well, we kind of started talking about the Ravens.
Mm-hmm.
So we can jump into we can jump into our segment. What are you raving about?
What are you raving about? A sports segment where we get hype about sports.
I did not write that. I wrote a segment about Ravens where we make stuff up.
Oh yeah.
This is actually not about the Ravens. It's about the Baltimore Orioles.
Yeah.
Our good friend Jason Robinson was drafted.
Yeah.
And he's
first, I can't keep up.
First baseman.
I heard that he was second baseman.
Well, I'd go to third base with him.
Well, honey, I wish.
What do we do now?
I don't even have the language to say anything about sports. He threw that ball so hard.
Wait, but actually, I want... not to bring up Jason. I want to go to opening day with Jason.
Uh-huh.
Not
me.
Not specifically. Well, I asked Jason because I knew he'd be down.
Yeah.
And I would like to go with him. And he said, do you know of anyone else that would want to go? I said, not Logan, because he doesn't
go. I go to opening day. I might be there for work.
It's $100.
Because it's too expensive. I have $100.
Well, I know, but would you want to spend that
on
baseball? What
does that mean? No.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh my god.
And I said Marissa wouldn't want to miss work.
I'm deleting the.
Guys, I was in the middle of talking, and Logan goes, "Since we hit a natural pause, let me pause."
I'm sorry. And no, you're right. I wouldn't want to spend 100. I wouldn't want to spend even $35 on that.
Yeah. I like when Orioles tickets are $15 without tax.
Yeah, and with you get tax, a shirt.
$23, and you get a $70 yeah. shirt. Yeah. So, yeah. And no, I'm trying to get more into baseball, but I can't. It's so fucking boring.
It's boring.
I don't know what an RBI is.
We'll get into hockey.
I actually do know what an RBI is. Why hockey?
Because Charles likes hockey.
Oh.
Oh, I have a boyfriend. I have a boyfriend also. And that's it.
We act like we haven't talked to these listeners in 2 years.
I know. I was even thinking on the drive here, like, about making a joke that we've never had a good guest. But it's only Ian.
That's fun. I forgot he even did that. Okay, what I will say about the Tucker situation is you cannot trust any man.
No.
Like, I really thought he was safe.
Ever.
I really thought he was safe.
You can't trust any football player, frankly.
You can't trust any man.
Yeah, but it seems like especially football players turn out to be evil.
Man is an umbrella term for football yeah. players.
There are women football players. Mm. Not really. Angel Reese. Is that her name?
Basketball player.
Basketball. You know she's from, like, Rosedale, Baltimore County?
No, that's funny.
Isn't that crazy?
That is funny.
I saw that today in something.
Good for her. Isn't she the one with the McDonald's meal right now?
Yeah.
Whoa. Mm-hmm. She's got to come to a show.
Oh, wait, yeah, I should like do something about that. Let me do something about that.
We had to do something about that. Wait, we should rank like worst men.
Oh.
Did you see the tweet that was like...
It's from Randallstown.
The gender wage gap exists because men choose jobs like CEO, doctor, pilot, whereas women choose roles like female CEO, female doctor, female bar.
That's what it is. Who's the worst man?
I'm torn between two.
In our life?
Live.
I think we're both torn between the same two.
Yeah.
Elon Musk and Donald Trump.
Yeah. I don't want to say their names.
I'm sure we can't. I think Donald Trump is the worst man.
Yeah.
Although I think Elon is, like, eviler.
Well, Elon Musk, I'm not calling him smart, but I don't think Trump will get anything done on his own. I feel like Musk is actually a doer.
Oh, yeah. I don't think Trump does anything.
Yeah. So it's like, if you're going to kill one of them, guys, not me, and I'm not endorsing this, but... but, like, if you're going to kill one, you should kill the doer.
Mm. Get down
you
and dirty with the doer.
Do the doer.
Oh. Well, anyways.
What brought this up? Oh, football players are evil.
Yeah.
What is like the hottest?
What's the craziest thing you've ever done in bed?
wait, let's say it at the same time. What do you think the hottest profession is, money aside? Because like you're going to want to be like, oh, doctor. Oh, you know.
Not me.
Well,
I think all gay doctors are evil. Actually, yeah, the most evil man is a gay doctor.
I have to agree.
I don't know what his name is, but he's out there and he's a gay doctor.
I know what his name
is. I'm not even talking about him specifically, but I kind of am, but I do know. I don't trust gay men doctors. I don't.
That's funny.
I think they're all vain. Yeah, I always see gay doctors on their little Twitter and stuff, and they're just like in their office posting thirst traps and stuff.
Ew.
Or like talking weird, like saying weird things about their patients, like... made eyes with the cute patient, yada, 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 what should I do, all this stuff. And it's like every single gay doctor I see is doing some like weird vein thing. I don't like it.
Even more than I don't trust gay men doctors, I don't trust
just male
straight
doctors.
Men doctors.
I only like women doctors.
Yeah. Or like patients in a coma getting pregnant.
Yeah.
We should kill all men.
This is the Kill All Men podcast.
Let's rename it. Guys, boycott Amazon.
Hey!
But let me buy a bed frame first.
Boycott Target. Boycott Walmart.
Boycott Starbucks? Logan? We're moving soon. I don't know.
You guys are moving.
We are.
I'm still feeling the flow, so.
I'm feeling the flow.
That's internal. Don't call tonight.
Wait, do you want to pause to the FTP?
Yeah.
I don't get it.
It just dawned on me. But that could be a segment.
Okay, what just dawned on me?
Things
Wait,
that you...
and I'm gonna say it just dawned on me that that Lady Gaga is 2 days older than Ariana.
Wait, that could be when we were stupid this week. That could be a funny segment.
Okay.
Like, what was the stupidest thing you did this week?
I did something crazy this week, but I don't even want to share it because it's psycho.
What did you do?
In the morning, yesterday morning, I heard that Gordon Ramsay was filming in Havre de Grace, so I drove there and I worked in my car for like 4 hours.
That
and
is
I just
crazy.
Like watched the restaurant. I did see a lot, though.
Did you
like,
see him?
I didn't see him.
Oh my god.
There was shit happening, though. Like, there were literally camera crews, like, literally running around, and they kept, like, running, literally, like this.
Damn.
Like, they walked down the street, and then they'd go like this.
Damn.
And I was like, oh my god,
he's coming.
And then he just fully wasn't. Like, I don't know. And
that's
then
so
like,
weird.
There are photos, like, of fans with him today. So yeah. I'm like, I wonder if he came out in the evening.
Maybe.
But it was also a beautiful day, and it's, like,
maybe when you went, they were doing, like, a run of show or something.
Yeah, I don't know.
Weird.
But, like, that was the craziest thing I've ever done.
A
stalker.
A stalker. I didn't do anything crazy this week because I'm perfect.
Oh. I'm in a grad class, and I emailed the TA with a question, kept reading this assignment, immediately answered my own question. Then I said, so sorry, disregard that last question. Asked another question. Immediately answered that question.
Oh my
and
God.
Then I said, disregard my last two emails. I need to work on actually using common sense.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. And he never replied.
Flop. Oh my god, that's even more embarrassing.
I know.
Sometimes I'll be like freaking out with like my freelance clients where I'm like sending them stuff.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, so sorry, here's one more thing.
Yeah.
So sorry, here's one more thing. And here's just one more thing that I forgot. And then there's like a typo or something. And then when they don't respond, it's like the weight of the world is on my shoulders.
I feel like I'm, like, nine.
It's yeah.
I feel like I'm a baby.
I'm like, please don't be mad at me.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi, Iris.
Did you just wait in the hallway?
Yeah. What's the next segment you want to do?
Marissa.
Yes.
Can you give us a word? Wait, this is our improv section.
Marissa's here.
Daisy. Aw, my niece. I have a niece named Daisy.
That's the improv.
That's it.
Yes, yes, and she is three.
Wait, let me do another one.
Oh.
Okay, seashell.
Seashell.
Me when I'm Sally.
Me when I have a store by the seashore. Mm. Okay, this. I'm like, how do you do this?
Dresser.
Logan. Yes, I love my dresser.
Logan was on varsity improv at high school.
And I can't do that shit at all.
Wait, let's play Zip Zap Zop.
I'm like, what is Zip Zap Zop? I played it so many times and I have no idea what it is. I'm like, let's do all of Lost in Yonkers.
Oh my god, I remember that.
Oh.
I was the uncle or something.
You were in it?
I took, like,
in high school?
Theater class. Like, I wasn't in the play.
Oh. But you were in the, you were the uncle. Did we have a class together?
No.
I think there were two classes in it. I moved right before the show, so I couldn't be in it.
Sure.
And took my spot, and he couldn't even do an accent.
Do you want me to beep out the name?
Yeah. Because one time he posted a photo of my car on his Instagram.
What?
And I'll never forget that. And it was like his hand on the steering wheel. I'm like so clearly in front of him on the road. And he put, and it was like, the caption was like, nights like these or something. And Delaney commented on it and said, Logan's car. That is so funny. Zip, zap, zap. Form a circle. And then one player starts by saying zip and pointing to a person who says zap, who points to someone who says zap.
Is that it?
Zip. And you have to pass the... you have to say zap and clap back and point at one of us.
Why is that hard? Yeah.
Who wins?
I don't think you win. I think you just fail if you...
if you don't say zip, zap, zap. That can't be hard.
Oh, well, you can go like zip. But I gave it to Marissa. But I said it to you.
Whoa. Wait.
Okay, let's not do that.
Wait, new gay bar to open in Baltimore. We have Jason's Purse, Casey's friend Tina.
Ooh. I would go to Casey's friend Tina.
What's the third one?
Dance Cafe. Or Dan's Cafe, because Dance Cafe is a real place.
Dan's Cafe. Or Dance Cafe. If you say it really loud. It just dawned on me.
Our new segment, It Just Dawned on Me. What's the other one? Jar Jar. Okay,
guys, we're kind of just throwing all these segments at the wall and seeing what sticks. So
yeah. Tell us which ones of these that you've loved.
Yeah, okay, so we have a segment now coming up called Is This a Sign? And it's it's an advice column where people are going to send in their questions and we're going to give you guys advice.
And we'll give you advice.
So just think, you know, think about what's really bothering you.
What's going on in your life? Tell us, tell
us. What's on your mind? What's on your heart?
Marissa, any advice you need?
Yeah, so this is the first.
This is our first submission.
Speak loud. For the microphone.
Yeah, speak like really loudly.
I don't know, what do you think?
Careful.
Oh, well, ask him if you should get bangs or not.
Oh, I could really use advice on the next hairstyle I get at the salon.
Okay. I think that Marissa could use some like face framing, like long bangs. What do you think?
I think blunt, right, like maybe not blunt. I think maybe wispy, eyebrow length bangs.
She wants the Heliar.
Micro bangs. I want to see like a full on bang on you, and I always have. I think all women should get bangs.
Have you shown them that photo of you?
Which one?
Where you like have fake bangs?
I think I've like heard of it. I've probably seen it.
I don't know if I have.
The legend of the fake bangs.
I had bangs for the longest time. That's why.
When she was like, when you were like three?
For the longest time.
But I look like my mom. Like, bad.
Mm. Aww.
I think she should get face framing bangs. I think you'd look so good.
I support bangs.
Oh. Okay, guys, so that's just,
that's just a taste of what's coming.
A taste of what you can expect.
Any other advice that you need?
Yeah, anything else?
Well, would you ever dye your hair a different color?
Yes, but I'm trying to let my natural hair grow again. I want to do the cherry cola trend.
What is that?
What is that?
It's like
Maggie.
Dark brunette. But
I was making fun of you earlier because of how you were like, where do you get that viral Amazon mop?
Oh, you look good with that. Okay, actually, I like it. That's another podcast.
I like it.
What is that? Why even is that a thing?
So, like, you know the bumper stickers?
I actually love it.
No, bumper stickers that people are like, Baltimore. No. Actually, I like it.
Yes.
Stupid.
What's something that other people aren't liking that you are?
Well, I have a good one for you.
What?
You really love the Cobell episode of Severance.
Right.
Yeah. Severance spoilers.
Severance
ahead.
Spoilers ahead. The Cobell episode I loved. I thought it was
Why?
Beautiful. Because I love pretty things. And it was like shot beautifully. It felt like a continuation of like Severance's like expanding the world. And we're not just in the office anymore, or like Mark's neighborhood.
Yeah.
And it like contextualizes it more. Like, now we know more about Mrs. Cobell, who I love.
I do.
I thought it was a cool story, too.
I love the story, and it is like, Severance is about love and loss. Mm-hmm. And like, it explains like her split personalities, which I think you sent that to the group chat. I really like mm-hmm. that. I don't know. I felt like, do you remember when you said, this is starting to feel like, this was about a different episode you said mm-hmm. this. It's starting to feel like a show that's like trying to get awards.
Yeah. Oh, that was the one before.
That's what this episode felt like to me.
Really?
Yeah, honestly.
I got that vibe from the last one because it felt like the cinematographer who directed it
yeah.
was just doing too much.
Yeah.
In retrospect, though, like it is my favorite episode of the season.
Yeah. The
Jenna
episode.
I will say, in the moment, it's a lot. It's like, oh, damn.
It was a lot. Yeah. And it felt like an award grab.
I told Marissa this, but I feel like, in retrospect, like, if we binge season two, I feel like we'd get whiplash from all the different, like, styles in
each
episode. Like, season one felt so cohesive.
Yeah.
And this is all you'll hear me criticize
That's why there's, like,
for.
The whole world is, like, broken.
Yeah.
Because there's, like, maybe that's intentional.
Oh, 'cause it's severed.
Yeah.
Whoa. What the fuck is wrong with you?
Sorry.
So what's up my alley, Severance?
And I love Mrs. Cobell.
Yeah.
She's a fave of mine. Patricia Arquette. What did you not like about it?
It was just slow for me. Like, it just...
Was it even that slow?
It wasn't that
I felt like it could have progressed more. Like, it was beautiful, but you can have beautiful shots while still progressing the story more. Uh-huh.
Yeah, it's fine. I guess she spent, like, I mean, it was only, like, wasn't the episode, like, 36 minutes?
Yeah.
But well, still, like, of all the stuff that happened,
yeah.
I feel like we still didn't get, we got a lot of information out of it, but it just still felt slow. For the
It was a lot of
got.
Setup.
It was
and
a
I
lot
think,
of
like,
setup.
They couldn't have added what they added in that episode in another episode and just, like,
That's
had it there.
That's what I
yeah,
it felt like
I
a
agree.
Waste to me.
I feel like we needed just another addition to it.
Not that episode felt like a waste, but it felt like that content, like you said, could have been like piece by piece in another episode.
And then a big reveal.
Yeah, they could have done that. 36-minute episode. It just felt kind of.
They could have made it 50 and added something else.
A 36-minute episode, and we watched Cobell brushing her teeth for like 2 whole minutes. Yeah. And then setting up, falling asleep. Well, who was that? Like an old childhood guy.
Yeah, a coworker.
A couple minutes of them just like going to the same place, which we did get backstory of like the whole setting and environment, but like it was just slow.
Crying in her mom's bed, which was beautiful, but it's like we didn't need 2 minutes of that. I don't know.
I did. I liked it.
I think. From an artistic standpoint, in hindsight, it will be a great episode. But since we have to wait a week for every single episode, I just selfishly...
That totally makes sense. And it's not like I'm some, like, patient person with media.
Well, I'm just really patient.
Yeah.
I can appreciate the beauty.
I told him we haven't started White Lotus season 3 yet, and he's like, why?
Which is crazy. I think you should watch it all right now.
Well, I'm not seeing anything about it online, so I'm not. I feel no pressure to start it. Oh, you are? Yeah. You haven't said anything to me about wanting to start it.
Because I'm in no rush. People are saying it's slow right now, but of course it'll start tumbling.
That's Logan said it picked up.
It's not that slow.
In comparison to season 1 and 2,
I feel like season 1 is like the most boring season of television ever.
Whoa.
What even happened in season 1?
I love season 1.
Who was it?
Your Armand.
Whoa, slow down.
Remember that?
No, slow down. No, it's not that slow. It's just the third season is like beautiful. Like,
I'm excited.
Gorgeous. Yeah. Gorgeous. This is another segment, and I hope you're catching on to the street theme. It's called What's Up Your Alley? What's Up Your Alley?
What's Up Your Alley? So that's... Like, media we've been into. For me, Mayhem, of course.
Yeah, this is about the things that we love.
Greer, 2 new songs, I'm not sure that.
Which I'll listen to.
Reno 911.
Really?
Literally, yeah. It didn't age well at all.
Right. I'm obsessed with cop videos, too, right now.
Like the I Know the Law.
Oh, yeah, like, those people, like all sides of it. I love the cop videos that are, like, true crime adjacent videos, but they're not even true crime. It's just, like, body cam footage of, like, today I watched one of this. It was, like, a cop interacting with this, like, YouTuber in Florida who is, like, well known, but he went to this, like, pedophile mobile home neighborhood in Florida and was, like, offering, he was, like, knocking on every one of these people's doors and, like, trying to sell them candy. Who knows why? And then, like, I watched, and it was, like, an hour long of the cop, like, trying to get this guy trespassed and all of these, like, true sex offenders coming out of their houses being, like, yeah, he's just causing a disturbance to the guys here. Like, we keep it pretty low-key and stuff. It's just, like, a crazy situation I never get to see. So, I'm going to watch all the body cam footage.
Crazy situation you never got to see.
Yeah. Anyways, Reno 911.
The pedophile
island. It was so crazy.
We're watching, as always, we're watching chef shows. Gordon Ramsay.
Yeah.
My beloved. Next Level Chef.
I gotta lock into that.
We finished Hell's Kitchen season 21. The newest season, it came back.
And this is Maggie and Marissa, not Maggie and Logan.
I'm really into Wallows, the band. What else you got?
I'm watching Severance, of course, White Lotus, Invincible. Such a good show. Highly recommended. And I'm on a rewatch of Heroes. If anyone knows what Heroes is, early 2000s superhero show with Hayden Panettiere.
Whoa.
Great show.
Well, you know I'm a big fan of her.
Of her work.
Her work, Scream 4.
Her helmet wig.
Until Dawn.
Can we talk about
the Until Dawn movie looks nothing like the video game.
Oh, is
like,
it a movie?
They're coming out with one, yeah.
Oh.
Why'd they even do that?
I don't know. I'm seeing backlash to The Last of Us, finally.
What about it?
Like, true lashings of Bella Ramsey on Twitter.
The trailer looks great.
Well, some, like, Stan Twitter account posted, like, it was a photo of Bella Ramsey just, like, going like this, and the caption was, like, you can see the rage in her face. Like, Bella Ramsey was the perfect character. Nobody else could have played this. And, you really can't see what they're talking about at all. So then people took that tweet as, like, a jumping board for... The casting on the show made no sense. Like, low-key, the casting on the show flopped. Like,
everyone forgot that Bella Ramsey was getting hate pre-season 1. Season 1 came out, and everyone was like, okay.
Immediately. I bought it.
That's a good casting. And they literally fucking forgot. And now they're mad about Abby.
Everyone else is upset.
I trust them.
Yeah.
Maybe these words will come back to bite me, but for now, I'm excited. I trust them.
Well, there's a thing, too. Like, what, like, I feel like I don't need them to look exactly the same.
No.
Because none of it's real.
I do get wanting the Abby body type, because you don't see that kind of representation a lot in media, and I think that has a lot to do with her character.
Yeah,
but
for sure.
I don't think it's gonna ruin the show.
No. And also, like, there is something, there's like a rule with, I'm a director, so I know this. I heard some, like, biopic director say something about, like, it doesn't even matter if you look like the person, you just have to, like, be the person.
Yeah.
Like,
that's why they cast fucking Bella Ramsey.
That's why, yeah, like, Bella Ramsey. Looks like Ellie. And the guy who played Elvis, what's his name? Austin Butler. Yeah. They were like, he looks nothing like him, but he, like, sold it.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, you could say what you want to say about that movie.
I just feel like everyone that was mad, or I won't say everyone, a lot of the men that were mad about Bella Ramsey being cast as Ellie, season one era, they're fucking pedophiles.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, why do you care about this, like, 12-year-old girl being, like, hot?
Yeah.
What the fuck is your problem?
Charles and I are playing this video game called, like, DC Heroes or something. It's from, like, early 2000s, if you're familiar with it.
I thought you were talking about Marvel Rivals.
Oh, we are playing that, too.
Yeah.
Are you playing that?
Jason's playing that.
Marissa.
What?
Watch out for Jason.
Maggie's in love with Jason.
Watch out for Jason.
First of all, no, I'm not, but this is the fourth time I've mentioned him in the
dark. Yeah.
He's the only person I know that plays
that. Jason's playing it.
Oh my god.
She's twirling her hair with her fingers.
No, I'm not. I'm rubbing my temples. She's blushing.
I'm blushing.
Okay,
you can feel it in the air. Anyways, all the women, the female costumes in that show are, like, crazy.
Yeah.
Or in the game. Like, all the guys are just, like, full suits, but, like, it's still bad, that stuff.
Yeah.
And, like, do women care about that with video games? Like, do video game
players care? I don't care about this because I don't really think like this, but I feel like in terms of representation, if all you ever see is female superheroes, like, almost naked.
Almost completely naked and, like...
Yeah. It's just very male gaze.
That's crazy, yeah.
Like, yeah.
That's what got us into Trump, actually.
Yeah, it's like, I kind of do
care. Another conversation.
And fuck you, Marvel Rivals.
This is not a Gamergate podcast.
I cannot say Marvel Rivals fast.
Marvel Rivals.
Marvel Rivals.
Marvel.
Marvel Rivals.
I don't like the game.
I haven't tried it.
I don't like it. So...
I like Fortnite.
I don't get it.
And we're back.
I played it. Charles is good at it.
It's like Valorant, right? Kind of?
I don't know. I don't know any of these games.
It's like first-person shooter.
Charles plays a lot of Rainbow Six Siege.
What
Siege?
The fuck?
It's like one of those Tom Clancy games.
You're just saying words.
But it looks exactly the same as Marvel Rivals to me.
Logan's boyfriend is 19.
No. So, no. He's like a year and a half younger than me, and I'm about to be 25.
Hi, Charles.
Hi, Charlie's.
What's a zodiac sign?
I just guessed it.
I don't believe in zodiac signs, but I like to talk about it.
He's a what's October 16th?
Oh, that's Libra, yeah.
Libra.
Okay.
Exactly.
That's what Kara is, and Dan.
Oh.
So take that as you might.
Zandan.
Wait, Logan, we need to talk about the cat show.
Aww.
I guess there's not much to say. This weekend we went to a cat show at the Timonium Fairgrounds.
Yes.
And it was really funny.
Yeah. There's a lot to do in the greater Baltimore area. So
yeah.
I fully just drove past a shitty sign that said cat fair.
We went in there and there were literally like folding plastic tables packed with little cat tents.
Identical cat tents.
Like everyone had one.
Yeah.
And, well, I told Marissa about this, but the way that some of them, there were, like, fluffy cats.
I told everyone I know.
With the squished faces.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they low-key ugly cats. And to fluff them up, they would, like, hold them upside down and shake them.
Literally shake, like, snap them like a towel.
Literally. And there was, like, a gay guy with,
and we're serious,
with, like, hairspray and a teasing brush.
Yeah.
And we were, like, watching and laughing, and he looked at us, like.
And everyone's, like, in a panic, as if, like, oh, God, I need to get this little ball out of their fur or else I'm going to die.
Literally.
Like, running around. Every woman was, like, there were a lot of people having, like, the time of their lives, but there were a lot of dead serious,
like,
women.
Stressed elderly women.
Stressed out women.
And then, the judges were fabulous. The
mm-hmm.
one, oh, I wish I, like, took a photo of her name. Like, Kimberly
It'll
Kale
come to
or
me.
Something.
Yeah.
But she was like, thank you all so much for being here. I'm so honored to have been chosen by a as a judge.
And it almost sounded self-conscious about the category she had been chosen to judge.
Yeah.
Because she was like, and it's actually great that I'm doing the house cat judge, whatever. Like,
it wasn't the house cats. It was like the skinny, ugly ones.
It's actually super great that I'm doing this.
Yeah, because like not a lot of people really understand them. Like,
yeah.
No, but all the cats were low-key ugly, except for the Maine Coons, which are obviously fucking huge.
Yeah.
And then there was literally a household cat category.
Mm-hmm.
And they were actually cute because they were like normal cats.
And it's not that much to enter either.
Yeah. Did you look it up?
Mm-hmm.
How much?
There's, on the CFA website, you have to like have them registered as like a
free agent.
It was like, there was a name for like non-pedigree cats to enter.
Gotcha.
You have to register that, and it's like a $24 lifetime membership to like the CFA, whatever it's called.
You gotta enter Lenny.
Feline thing. I don't know if there's, I'm sure there's like specific event registration fees, but it didn't seem like it was that much. So I will be doing it next year.
Competing Feline Association. That's probably so cute.
It'd be so cute.
Imagine and he'd be in there Logan's messing at everything. Cat fair era.
Like, and if he's, if Lenny's good, he which I think bad. He is, I know, he's a, yep. I'm too excited to talk about Lenny. I would say he's a horrible sport.
I was laughing when you said you'd put Lenny down on, like, the judging table and he'd sprint out the
front door. Sprint out the front door.
Okay, I think that's...
That's about it.
We have Street of the Week. Well, how about today? We'll say Street of the Week is Gay Street.
Yeah.
Okay, imagine the Street upset. Of the Week is...
Gay Street.
And you can guess why.
And you want to guess why? Because it's your off... It's your road to the road. Ooh. The Rosedale's coming out of me. I'm not from Rosedale.
What the fuck are you trying to say?
It's the road you take to get on the exit to go back up north to where we actually live.
Oh, so we're coming home.
Mm-hmm. So we're coming home. And you're at your friend's home. House in Fed Hill. You need to go back up to Towson. You're turning left on Gay Street. You're driving through downtown and you're turning left on Gay Street. And you're going up and you're going on...
83 North.
On 83, you're going to be going on 83 North.
All right, so. Everyone. You heard it here first.
And there's something there. There's something symbolic there.
Thank you guys for joining us.
We're back. We have a really good feeling about this season of the podcast.
This season of our lives.
This is the story of our lives.
Stream our album.
If you want to listen... Oh, for your Christmas and July parties.
Yeah.
Oh, well, the marketing cycle begins now. And also, we might release a... Oh, wait, we have to ask what they want album-wise.
Yeah. Okay, give us a theme for our summer album. And send us in your Q&As.
For ML2.
Email? I think we have an email.
You do.
I'm like, DM me or Logan on Instagram. That's a better idea. Yeah,
you probably have our cell phone numbers. Oh, here's a question that I don't think I actually asked you, Marissa.
Oh.
After your band concert on December 15th, I wrote a note in the middle of it. Does everybody go, like, full volume all the time?
No.
Okay.
I saw you write this question and I laughed.
There are markings in the music that, they're called dynamics, where we can change.
Oh, my God. My second question was, how do flutes sound like violins?
Thank you.
I think you did.
Just really high notes.
Cool.
We'll put that as a stupid moment of the
keep
week.
That in.
I had two and you didn't have
I was wondering if you're just like going hard the whole time. But
I mean, it depends on the music. Some songs are really intense where it's like loud the whole time. But typically, like, we should be at different volumes.
Okay, let's close it off.
Bye, all. My legs are like, I've never been more asleep than they are right now. Goodbye.
You heard it here first.
Until next time.
Enjoy your morning, your afternoon, your evening, depending on when you're listening to this. Mm-hmm. Your morning commute. Or
listen to it more than once. I saved that photo today.
And, yeah.
Bye.